Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, it's you living. We all under attack,
it's you different.
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner. Gang got their sights on him, on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills said they took the wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, mom.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
Yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with rikers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Bismillah. In the name of Allah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah mubad. And all praise and thanks belongs to Allah God, and may his praise and salutations be upon his messenger Muhammad, and we proceed. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Alhamdulillah, here we are again. That's right, child, we are here live. That's right. Here we are, September the 3rd, right before the Labor Day weekend. You know, Labor Day, well, this is the Labor Day weekend, and here we are joined together tonight. We have a special guest tonight. Krista, are you with us? Okay. Krista should be joining us, y'all. You know she's multitasking. You know, sometimes we got to move and do what we do. But we're here tonight, and before we begin the show tonight, though, I want to ask that God open the heart and guide our community, and may he give comfort and condolence to the families of the seven children, the seven youth that were shot last night in a mass shooting in Norfolk over by the ODU area of 50th Street in Killam Ave. Sadly, two of the youth died. This is like a madness going on all throughout our country, but it's really breaking my heart, and it's a topic that we can really go in hard on, But, you know, we're going to probably talk about that a little bit tonight. And I just want to give my condolences to all of the family members. Want to show love, a big love shout out to Stop the Team Violence and Guns Down, Stop the Team. And, you know, Guns Down, Stop the Violence Team, also in Stop the Violence Team. You know, big shout out to them for doing all they could today and having people to come out. They had the Commonwealth Attorney, Romain Fadahi out there. He was out there concerned about the event and spoke hand-to-hand to him. So, you know, let's come together and let's strive to bring peace to our communities. It saddens me that it's our communities that are being impacted. And I'm not saying that in some of the suburban areas that children aren't being shot, but I'm just being 100, like, and I'm definitely not a racist, but you don't hear about the white kids driving through their community shooting up everything, you know. You do hear about them committing mass shootings in high schools and things like that. But, man, this neighborhood stuff, where we going into people's communities and people can't bury their loved ones, they can't have visuals because people are shooting it up. This is madness, and it's really sad. So we have two guests along with us tonight. We have a very, very strong young lady and her husband. I want you all to meet tonight, and we're going to talk with them. The issues of mass incarceration and criminal justice reform are issues that really need to be the forefront of change in our society. I think that too often people brush it under the rug, and this issue of mass incarceration has become less and less and more important, and it's just some more of the shenanigans that we have to remove that's been going on, you know, and being a victim of that circumstance myself, you know, I know how deeply it impacts the families and the people there as to you, as well as the individuals who are caught up in that that form of modern-day slavery. So right now I'm going to check and see if we have our guest along with us. And Miss Amber?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Is Derek with you, your husband?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Well, y'all want to introduce yourselves?
Welcome.
Hey, Krista. Do you guys want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I guess. Go ahead, babe.
That's why we're a good team, you know?
That's right. Okay, so Derek, you want to tell everybody what's your full name and who you are?
Yeah, my name's Derek Paul Stevens. You know, I'm the one of the founders of Incarcerated Lives by the VA, alongside my wife, Amber Stevens.
Okay. And let me ask, how long have you guys had this organization moving?
Well, we started back in 2020.
Okay.
Probably around February. No, I was going to say before then. I thought 2019 we started the idea of it, but we didn't officially get it incorporated until November 20th of 2020.
Okay.
So from there, it just kind of expanded up really fast because of all the stuff that's going on with the country right now, or with the state of Virginia, with the incarceration and everything. So it's kind of like a platform of just helping the people that's behind the bars and their families as well. Because right now it's needed. The information to give to them is needed because a lot of people, they really don't do their research. So
yes, ma'am.
That's where we come in because not everybody knows where to look. I didn't even know where to look at the beginning because I wasn't into, you know, criminal justice reform. I got into it when I met my husband. And he really opened my eyes up to what's really going on. And like, okay, well, these people need help.
So I'm going to be a little nosy. So, Derek, how did you meet Amber? How did you meet your wife?
When I was at Lawrenceville, you know, of course, you know, we always grow into better people. And, you know, I don't really regret the things I was into, but I lived a life of, you know, illegal activity. That's why I pride myself on all legal activities nowadays, you know. It's just things that just make my mom proud. But at that time, you know, things was going on in my life, and I ended up, and we actually met on POF, you know, and it was just a match made in heaven. And we just, once we met, we just started building from there. It just began to blossom. And like I said, and like she was hitting on up into the pandemic, you know, just sitting back and, you know, conversing with her and, you know, just seeing things on TV of people standing in line for food. It was like, wow, you know, even from behind the wall, I felt it. And I was like, you know, babe, I think we should do something to help people. And that's where it came from. So and people see our name and they think like, okay, this only has something to do with prison. But it's more than one form of incarceration. You have homelessness.
That's right.
You know, you have, you know, mental health issues. You have people who get bullied. You have domestic violence victims.
That's right.
We don't, our name doesn't symbolize someone who is aiding and abetting criminals. Like, we don't aid and abet criminals.
Right.
We assist victims as well, because if someone, like, you know, I send my condolences to the family that you spoke on in Norfolk. Like,
yes, sir.
That's a form of incarceration. Sadly, their parent is going to be burdened with that loss, and that's a form of incarceration as well. So we are for the victims. We are for the community. So that's what we aim to do.
Okay. So how long have you and your wife been married? How long y'all been together?
Oh, yeah, we got married July 31st last year.
Well, congratulations. God. And I'm so, you know, it's amazing, but, you know, black love, man, is a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? And I know what it is, you know, being incarcerated myself. I know what it is. And having that strength, that neck to hold you down, that backbone to hold you down, man, is like no other kind of love. You know what I mean? Because what people don't realize about women like your wife and many other women who have weathered these storms of standing by men like us through these types, man, these are some amazingly strong women. I'm talking about, man. Matter of fact, hey, Kristen, we got to have a show about women who stand by their men. Because, listen, these are some extraordinary people. And people need to know about them and why they do what they do. But let me ask you something, Derek. Now, you was explaining that you've seen the issues going on in society with, you know, the coronavirus and everything like that. But how did you see it impacting inside? Like, how was it impacting you being behind the barbed wire, you know, city, being in the barbed wire city, behind the walls? Like, what was most impactful to you with this virus and everything going on? Like, I know the experience was kind of wicked. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, of course, something like a pandemic, it's going to impact guys behind the wall in a negative form, and it will always feel like a punishment. Now, even though safety first, it's like when you behind the wall, and staff members don't have to wear masks, but yet we have to wear masks. And I'm not disputing the mask. I'm just saying someone who can actually bring it into the prison.
Right. right.
doesn't have to wear a mask. So
it's kind of like they use the COVID as an excuse to make you conform, but they're not conforming.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that it be, and then it's like that becomes a punishment because once they bring in the virus, we have to go on lock. And once we go on lock, our business get canceled. We can't use the phone, business canceled. So that adds to stress.
Mm-hmm.
And it just be unnecessary stress. So it always be, that's the negative aspect of the impact. But, you know, of course, when you're sitting in that room and all you have is your thoughts and your time, it's important to utilize that wisely and just be creative. So that's what I do. And I come out, whenever I come out, I get on the phone with my wife. You know, like you said, she's such a strong person. And, you know, once I, you know, say, look, I need to run this past you, say, what you think about this? And then we, you know, we form it into something beautiful, and she executed. That's why I appreciate her so much. And that's another thing I pride myself on. Like, for years, I always talked to guys behind the wall just trying to figure out, you know, because, you know, just to be clear, like, I've been incarcerated now since I was 18. Like, I'm 36
now. Okay.
I'll be 37 January 4th. So, you know, I have conversations with guys in here who have did 10 years or 15 years and recidivized, like they came back. And I just be trying to, I just talk to them like, how, like what happened, what, you know, what caused you to come back? Because I refuse to make that mistake. So what I see in a lot of those guys is they rarely have a plan or they rarely have a foundation. So that's why I appreciate my wife so much, because we're the foundation needs to be laid prior to me even becoming free. So that's why our movement and our walk is so important, because this is our life, and I appreciate her so much because this was my vision and she executed it, and she's standing firm with it, and she, you know, like it's I just love her so much for that. You know, that's like that's true love, like you said. That's power. That like that's real strength right there. For her to just say, you know what, I'm all in with you.
And sister, I ever like you are out here. Like, listen, I'm gonna share with you. I met this sister out in Richmond the first time at Ignite Justice Forum, and she tried to pile me up with so much groceries, man. I had to tell her, sister, hold up. I can't take it. You know, tell us more about what it is that you guys are actually doing out here in the community. Tell us more about it.
So what we do in the community, it's just all about support. Like I know I've grown up before, and I never had to worry about not going without. With food, as like stuff like that, but like I'm the youngest of seven, so when it comes to living life, you gotta go out here. I see my mother struggle. Like my mother is a breast cancer survivor. She has heart failure right now, and I see her struggle, and her struggle is like, wow, how many other parents really go through this? Like when you see parents, they gotta go to the store and steal to feed their families, and people really, like, execute it, like, to make sure they embarrass these people in these stores because they can't feed their families.
You have 1 minute remaining.
So, like, that's when we come in. I'm like, you don't have to steal. That's what we're here for. Like, if we could provide it to you, anything you need, a lot of people will send us stuff like, hey, do y'all have this or that? I'm like, no, we don't, but once I get it, I can give it to you. So it's just all about trying to keep people out of the system. Instead of just having to go out here and show.
What kind of products do you actually, because, I mean, I know, but can you share with the community, like, what kind of products and things that they can access through your organization?
Well, we have, like, all types of meat. We have dry foods. What do you call that? Non-perishable. We have household items, toilet paper, paper towels, cleaning products. And just when you were talking about the COVID thing within the prison, like our organization had got a big donation of PPE, which came with hand
sanitizer. Thank you for using Global Tellink.
And like gowns and everything. And we offered to donate it to the prison, and the prison rejected it. And they said that if we take these products from, it would only be for the officers. It wouldn't be for the men inside to clean. Because I know my husband before had told me, like, that we don't have cleaning supplies. The stuff that they're giving us, it's nothing. And they don't have enough to be able to clean these cells, or when people are coming in, it was nothing. And then for them to tell us that it would only be used for the officers, it's crazy. Because, like, we even offer pallets. Like, we used to get pallets of chicken, steak, beef. And I was like, well, let's give that to the prison so that the men can actually have food to that they can really eat, and not just stuff that says not for human consumption. Hold on, let me add him back.
Right.
Hold on.
That's right. That's right. Wow, that's. I hope everybody is paying attention to this truth that's being spoken right here, because this is something that, you know, a lot of people don't realize the harshness that the DOC practices. Go ahead.
With all the red tape and all the things, with all the red tape and things that, you know, you have to go through just to get the basics needs for inmates and those that's incarcerated, that is, it's borderline disgusting of how they'll say no to things, but
that's
it's okay for the guards to consume, but it's not okay for, you know, the ones who are they're getting free labor from to be able to have access to.
And before we go on, we want to show love to Matthews from the Injustice League. He sent in, and he just wanted to send prayers up to the families out here whose children, the youth, were shot and killed. Thank you, Matthew, so much. But go ahead, sister, say what else you were saying.
I was just saying that they just rejected it, and anything that you offer to a specific person, they're always going to say, if you give it to us, it'll only be for officers, which it is disgusting. Because I'm like, you literally have things that says not for human consumption, but you're feeding it to people. I would never want to eat something that I don't even know what it is.
And you know what's crazy?
Not eating it.
You know what's crazy, sister? Many of us had said we wouldn't eat it, but it was times in them prisons in the being in there where you had to eat. You understand what I'm saying? Because there would be times that a brother, like, they'll have you locked down, right? You're supposed to get your commissary. You don't get your commissary, and the only thing they got for you that's available for you to eat is the food that they're passing around into the cells, and that's their only meal. So you're left with an alternative. And I'm talking about this ain't for one day. This might be for a week or two or three. You understand what I'm saying? And so, people don't understand the difficulty, because some people say, well, they could just go ahead and buy commissary. No, it ain't that easy. And I'm going to tell you something else. $50 of commissary is more like having $20 of commissary. You understand? Because the prices that are incurred in prison should not be the same as prices as people in society. That's ridiculous. You know, but these are some. Depending on what product it is, there's some products that, you know, because I've had my people go on and check, some products are actually at the same price, but many of the major products that you might need are you know, gouged. They gouge the prices. They raise the prices. You know what I'm saying? Keefe and these type of organizations, they're thieves, not only to the brothers in prison, but to the families who support these men in prison. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
You know, you're absolutely right. Like, I think, like, when we looked at the holiday package, and they call it a holiday package, but it's really, they say it's cheaper, but I can go to the grocery store and get everything on that list. A lot of it's cheaper here than it is the prison system. And so, like, when my husband, like, he get, like, the cheeses or something, you know, like boxes of cereal. I was like, $8 for a box of cereal, and it's not even a large box.
Don't even get started on the you know, the holiday package. I've bought holiday package for a number of people through my organization, Freedom Over Everything. And I have to do a list for each individual guys. I have like 6 guys that I order for every year. And they're not, they're ran out, and then they don't refund you your money. So when I'm saying what's in place of or what is going to be substitute for what you have given them, and then a lot of the things don't match. You can't have, you know, it's like having peanut butter with no jelly. None of the stuff matches. It's all random things. You can't make a full meal off of the things that they're giving you.
That's right.
And
let me also say this, that I a lot of the guys are getting cancer from the food that they're eating. There are health risks in eating those foods. I've had numerous conversations with a doctor who works in the prison, and he only works there. He don't want to be, you know, called out or labeled a whistleblower, but he said the food is causing cancer for some of the for some of these guys. And then they come home and they don't have adequate health care in prison, and they come home just to what, die? So
that's right. It's many sad stories. Well, brother, have done many much time in the system. At this moment, let me before we begin discussing, let me just give some love to Freedom Over Everything, Foe, Community United Focus, Cuffs, Ignite Justice, Defenders of Justice, Community of Action. Who am I leaving out, Krista? Don't let me leave nobody out. Defenders, Incarcerated Lives Matters, like all of these organizations, Stop the Violence Team, Guns Down, Stop the Violence. I want to just give mad love to all of these organizations. And I met a group of women today, Moms Against Violence or Guns, Moms Against Guns. And listen, hey, all of these organizations, please continue to do the work you're doing. But most importantly, please come together. Please come together. Yeah. To help organize more rallies and functions that we can have to make people accessible to the resources that are surrounding them. Okay. Now, Brother Derek, I see, you know, what inspired you to become a better person? I mean, you went into prison and, you know, you were going through what you're going through. Well, what ignited in you to change your condition of your heart to be a better person, even though you're surrounded by all that you're surrounded by that can draw you to the wrong direction?
Well, a few things inspired me. Like, the first thing that resonated with me was when I first got my GED, and I sent my GED home to my mom, and she was so proud. I was at Wallace Ridge at the time. So this is when I first fell into the system, and, you know, I was at Wallace Ridge from the age 20 to the age 26. So when I got my GED up there, she was proud. She put it in the frame, took a picture of it. I was like, man, that's a good feeling. So the more and more I started to educate myself, the more and more I became disappointed with the life that I was living in society.
Ooh. Come
you
on,
know,
brother.
It was like, here I am. I don't believe in violence anymore, especially, like, violence at all. But then to be incarcerated as a statistic of black-on-black violence, it hurt. I ain't gonna lie. It does hurt because the way I think nowadays, I'm all the way against it. So that's what pushed it over. But that only became relevant in my mind due to educating myself. So that's why I just I just stay the course, and I just keep going. And every time I talk to my mom, it's just like, even when I see pictures of my mom, like the last time my wife sent me the pictures of my mom at the event in Norfolk, I just seen a different type of smile on her face. And it was just like, wow. Look at my mom. She looked like she enjoying herself out there. Like, and it's just, okay, I just want more. Like, okay, I need to just continue to reach people, you know, and just, like you said, the point that you just hit on, coming together.
That's right.
Like, the point you said, coming together, is like, people need to come together and organize and figure out who's going to be a 501c3 and, you know, solicit the resources for the community, and who's going to be a 501c4 and actually lobby legislation, because there's a difference between organizations. Paperwork must be on hand when it comes to a movement. Like, movement is one thing, but being acknowledged by the IRS is another thing. Because when you're acknowledged by the IRS, then, like, people are more prone to listen versus just, okay. And then, you know, when you talk about prison isn't supposed to be fun. It isn't supposed to be. It wasn't designed to be comfortable. You know, it's designed to separate families and to break people down. That's why we are so, you know, like, when you're supposed to educate yourself to overcome what the oppression set out to do, which is break it.
It's sad. It's sad that, you know, I know so many men who initiated their upliftment through their own actuality and effort, and that and I hear that resonating in what you're saying. And because our family members actually pay taxes for us to be rehabilitated.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? So how do you feel, Sister Amber, about the fact of this growth that you see in this man? How does this inspire you as, you know, not just a wife, but just as a woman in general, to know that this is what some men are doing with their life when you see it personally affecting you and your family?
Well, first and foremost, I'm proud of Derek, because when I met Derek, it was a fast life. You get what I'm saying? So me, I'm not about that life, but when he got into some stuff with a Sally in there, and it, you know, just false information, and I seen like the stress on him, and when I seen that stress, I'm like, okay, we gotta do something. And so I can only imagine of, like, when people actually get in trouble or COs doing cruddy stuff to people and they know they're right. Like, that's when it's like, okay, now let me get on the phone. And I'm calling Richmond. I'm calling everybody I need to call to make sure. And he's walking me through the process as well, too. So that's really how I'm like, okay, well, he know what he's talking about. And he's getting the operational procedures, sending it on my day on JPay, like, hey, look this up. When you talk to this person, tell them this. And it's like, once you start spitting things to people in the DOC, now they get like, okay, they're nervous. You get what I'm saying? Now they're like, okay,
right,
this person know what they're talking about. When in all actuality, I was like, dude, my husband is the one that's coaching me right now. But I appreciate him for that, because it let me be
that's
on my
right.
P's and Q's and not look crazy. So,
right,
you know, and it's like, you know, with him, with this organization, like, yes, this is his thing. You know, I do other things outside of it, but I'm just glad that I can push what he wanted for this organization and his vision for it. And it just shows me, like, hey, you know, you're actually ready to come home. Like, you are one of those people, and, like, you educate other people on when they're going up for parole. Like, we're writing parole letters for people. But we let them know, like, y'all should be a part of an organization. Like, that really helps people when you are part of an organization. Because when you go for parole and they read it,
well, we have specific codes of conduct that we expect for people who ask us to represent them. And
right, exactly.
We ain't, you know, because at the end of the day, people are doing crimes. Don't get it twisted. We're not we're not saying that prisons aren't necessary to confine certain people who don't want to change or whatever. But what we're saying is that when you have people who are incarcerated who do desire to move forward in a better, and the offers, the opportunities should be far greater. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like for them to, you know, the Pell Grants and things to be removed from the prison, that is ridiculous. That's a statement to me that says that you want to continue the recidivism. You want to continue the obscenity of lifestyle that these men and women are living. You understand?
But they
and it also makes you feel like the quality of life is a lottery picking. Like you can only be chosen by, you know, those who deem you qualified. Like you Freedom Over Everything and all of our organizations do is we qualify ourselves. These men each organization are incarcerated citizens, and they have thought enough about themselves and the people around them to put together these programs to count themselves in society.
Right.
So it's just so unfair.
Yeah.
It's so unfair to watch.
And there's a lot of love to also organizations like You Are Worth the Fight out here with Brother Edward Sims, you know. But once again, you guys, listen, you guys are amazing. I love, this is so touching to me.
Yeah.
I love having, this is a power couple we're talking to right here. This is a power couple. This is a true life power couple right here. And you guys, I just pray that God continues to, you know, lay down provision and sustain it for you guys to continue to be successful, because this is what it's all about. And Derek, me and you, we both Derek's here, you know, so we got a special bond now, brother.
I'm going to change my name to Amber, so we both be two Ambers over here.
Bro. Hey, listen, I appreciate you, and I'm so delighted, like, that you even honored us with your presence on our show today. And, you know, right now I want to see, do we have anybody calling in, Jay Sean? Anybody hit that one? Jay Sean? My producer, I'll be. Jay Sean, you hear us?
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, not
yeah,
yet.
Did we get anybody?
Oh, wait a minute. One second. 0789.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there? Hello? Who's speaking?
It's still there.
0789.
Are you there? You can speak now.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
This is Lenise.
Hi. Okay.
This is Lenise.
This is who?
Lenise.
Oh, okay. How are you? Okay. How are you? Is there anything that you'd like to comment on or any questions you'd like to present, Lenise?
No questions. I'm just enjoying listening to the full expression of the experience. I've never personally been to prison myself, but just listen to how these things that need to be addressed have not been addressed. And, you know, you're thinking 2022, you know, things, the conditions, you know, my biggest concern was, like you said, the thing that brought my attention to a lot of things was when the corona had an outbreak.
Right.
And I had saw a video one time, I think, on YouTube about how, you know, a guy made a statement, like, they're leaving us in here to die. And, you know, I'm like, what? You know, at the time, I was in the healthcare field. you know, things was hard for us, long hours and whatnot. But, and I also experienced how Corona had affected the older population within the nursing home. But one thing that was never publicized or brought attention to was how our people were affected in the jail.
You have 1 minute remaining.
And, I just, you know, it makes you think, like, wow, why is there not more being done? There are some procedures put in place, but how effective are they? Are there room for improvement? These are the concerns that I think need to be voiced more and addressed. And I really appreciate hearing everybody's perspective on that. Because truly, you know, I'm hoping things, you know, we can probably, I love to hear about these groups that are working within the community who are working hopefully with leaders who can make these changes that are necessary. So, like I said, I want to maybe probably see what I can do as just an individual to help bring about some of these changes, you know. I'm still learning. I'm still, you know, trying to understand. But I don't have a lot to say. I'm not going to keep rumbling, but I just love hearing, you know, everybody's perspective on this because it needs to be addressed.
Well, I thank you, dear, for calling in, and thank you for expressing yourself. And we definitely, I definitely gonna plug. I talked to you already. I'm gonna plug you in. You definitely can get with us, and we can work on some ideas and some things that you may be interested in doing. Okay, so thank you so much for calling in tonight. And Derek, I know you gotta go. Is there anything you want to say before we go, brother? Before you go, excuse me. Derek? Amber?
I think his call dropped.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I just want to say shout out to POF for bringing those two together. Shout out to the, what is it, a dating site?
Oh, POF? That's what it's called?
Right. I think that's where they said they met at. It's a dating
POF?
Site. Right.
Oh, okay.
So I just say shout out to the dating site that brought these two together. You know, a lot of people use those dating sites for all the wrong reasons, but you know,
hello?
For those
yeah.
who you.
Yeah, hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Amber.
Oh, sorry, the phone had hung up.
Oh, you're
right.
Fine. You're fine. Look, I was just shouting out POF for bringing y'all two together.
Is that the name of the dating site you went on, y'all met on, Sister Amber?
I'm sorry, I had to merge Derek back in.
Hold on.
So for some reason, the phone hung up on me.
Is your date, you guys met on POF? You met on POF dating service?
Yeah,
what is that?
POF.
What is POF? What is it?
So I was just shouting out POF, you know, it's a dating site, like eHarmony, you know, I mean, so, you know.
It was a true blessing site.
That's what's up.
So when I first got on POF, like, I seen this picture, and I was like, he sent me a message. And I just had to ask him, like, are you in jail? And he was like, he had said some stuff. And then he told me, after a while, he had told me, he was like, man, I was about to block you. And I was like, dang, I was about to get blocked. But he was like, he gave me a chance. I guess for the D, myself, after that type of question.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, that's so ironic. He was about to block you.
Yeah, you know,
he was about to block me.
Hey, yo,
that lets you know he qualified. He already know he qualified. He qualified himself.
Hey,
yeah, I was at Lawrenceville.
Hey,
I was at Lawrenceville at the time.
Oh, my God.
I was at Lawrenceville at the time, so it was like.
Y'all would not believe.
I didn't think I was going to get blocked.
Yeah, because I understand where they're coming from, because depending on what a person says, listen, when you in that bing, them sisters be coming at you with some real crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm telling you, Jack. And that's what's up.
Yeah, and you know, wow. I don't know if you ever been to Lawrenceville, so it was like, you know.
Yeah, I was at Lawrenceville. I was at Lawrenceville.
Oh,
wow.
So
I was
you
at
are,
Lawrenceville.
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, 2007.
Yeah, my brother's at
Lawrenceville.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was up there at the time, so it was like those type questions. It'd be like, oh, I'm out of here.
Well, I'm glad you came back. Because
I would have
blown
if I got
blocked. I was like, damn,
Amber,
you gotta do better.
That is so funny right there. Hey, yo. So,
like I've had to learn the lingo.
So what's the next event that you guys, what are you guys doing planning for the upcoming days? What is going on?
So we have another back to school event that we'll be hosting at Lux Field in Richmond, Virginia. And we're going to do 300 backpacks, so hopefully we are able to get rid of all of them. And we'll have a bounce house out there. We'll have a DJ. We're going to have, like, a kickball game for the kids. We're just going to try and orchestrate a kickball game. I don't know how organized it's going to be, but we're going to try because it's last minute. Well, everybody doesn't have teams. But
yeah.
We'll have, like, raffles. One of our people that we're working with, he bought, like, a lot of nice shorts and stuff, like basketball team shorts that we'll be raffling off to the kids. We have, like, Alexas
okay.
that we'll raffle off. But it's just more so to be a family environment because we're a family-oriented organization, so we just want people to just be able to come out, have fun, no drama, just to have fun. And just know, like, the organization is here to support, and if people need help, they can always reach out. But also, too, like the men at Beaumont Correctional Center, where my husband is located, they all came together and they donated composition books, types of paper, pencils, rulers, colored pencils. Did I miss anything? Oh, and pens. And so I picked it up today at visitation from visitor pickup. And it's crazy because I was like, wow, these are some heavy boxes I got to lift up in this truck. And I'm short.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the CEOs actually told us, they was like, man, we're proud of him and everything that y'all are doing as an organization. And some of the CEOs told us, like, hey, we're going to come. And I was like, y'all should come and help pass out things, you know, just see, like, what Derek is putting together and how his mind is working and how we're working. So
that's right.
We're trying to partner with the DOC, well, with Beaumont, like their program manager, but they didn't get it approved fast enough for me. So I'm like, we're going to just rock with it. We got their supplies. We make sure we put their name on the flyer so everybody can know that these supplies came from Beaumont Correctional Center residents. So
that's right.
That way
it's
never
right.
not going to be known. So at least the community know.
Go
ahead.
What'd you say?
I had to have a conversation with a lot of the guys in here prior to getting dudes to donate, well, go to commissary and get these food supplies and then donate it. But the main thing I wanted to hone in to the guys is community service, and that's what I talked to the warden about as well and the program manager. I was like, you know, because I created this program, me and a brother in here, we created a program called Angels in Orange. Now, Angels in Orange is a platform for incarcerated men and women to do community service through, you know, food drives or back to school drives, any type of material we can get off commissary and give it or come up with a, you know, send cards to, you know, old folks' homes or whatever. Like, I just feel like community service should be a part of treatment. Now,
yes, sir.
The DOC, they're not ready for that right now, but, you know, we are. So that's what we're doing. I'm gathering up everybody, and treatment is,
well,
the community service should be a part of treatment.
Well, you reach out to me, Dirk, and let me see what I can get some organizations to get behind you on that, to get some kind of initiative moved in that area, okay? And
yeah,
we'll see. Man, I'm so proud of you, man. That Angels in Orange is right on head, right on point, brother.
Yeah.
And you are desperately needed out here. You are you're desperately needed in there, but you're also desperately needed out here. And I don't want you to have to go with 7:50 right now. So I don't want us to leave without you getting an opportunity to close with some words that you want to express to the people, so that they can know who Derek Stevens is and what he represents and what he intends continuing to do with his life while he's incarcerated. You want to share that with us, folks? So, you know, this will be your this will be your closing words to us, brother.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, this is who I am. Everything that I'm doing, this is every day. Like, I don't just, like, any of the staff members that work here, anybody who I talk to, anybody that I encounter, they know this is what I talk every day. It's about positivity. You know, we trying to eradicate negativity, come together. You know, we just all about oneness and just taking care of one another. And this is who I am today, you know. And I can't put it any more clear than that. You know, that's all I'm focused on. It's just doing the right thing.
I feel you, brother. Man, well, you're touching me right now. You're making me emotional, man. I'm real proud of you, brother.
I told the warden the other day, and this is just a little lighter note, but I told the warden the other day, I said, man, to be honest, I feel like y'all wasting money keeping me in here. Y'all could be putting that money towards helping my organization keep people out of coming in prison. Because y'all wasting that money by keeping me in here.
That's right. You told them right. You keep telling them that, okay? Don't stop telling them. Keep reminding them of that. And so, you know, I want to just, before we go, I'm going to let my co-host speak first. Chris, is there anything you want to say to Derek Stevens before we let him go?
Yes, the both of you all are, you know, a power couple for everyone to model after, for those that are incarcerated with wives or husbands. You two are most definitely the model couple. I'm going to forever sing y'all praises. I just love how you two mesh well together. You know, I'm not in relation with the guys in my organization, but they are my brothers, you know.
Okay.
And we have a brother-sister relationship, and our fight is the same fight. So we try to get with other organizations to build an iron fist to knock this whole injustice out of the park. So we most definitely will continue to keep in touch and support whatever you all have going.
And to add on to that, Derek and Amber, you know, Amber, since the day I met you, I've told you that I'm here for you. Community United Focus is here for you. Freedom Over Everything is here for you. And any organization or resources that I can bring to the table is here for you. I'm very, very proud of you guys. I'm very, very proud. I'm so grateful to God to have given me this platform to have met you both and to be able to share with my audience and my family, you know, two spectacular people. You know, one of the things that I constantly try to reiterate is the institution of marriage in the black family is very important. And no matter what your faith is, Muslim, non-Muslim, Christian, Judaism, no matter, we need to reestablish that institution of marriage and family. You know, making, as my sister, one of the phrases of Freedom Over Everything is making the family whole again. And it's also a phrase of Tomorrow's Change. And mad love to Tomorrow's Change for all that they do. And I just want to thank you, man. Thank you for giving me your time, and thank you for sharing with me your wisdom. You're a very, very likable guy, and I'm just so complimented to be able to have this opportunity to speak to you and your lovely wife, who, you know, I adore as a couple. You guys are adorable. And I'm going to pray for you and continue to pray for you. And thank you for joining us tonight. And anytime that you want to join us, you're more than welcome, okay? You just call in and we're here. You know, you don't need no special invitation. Y'all just, you want to call in, you call in, and we're here for you, okay? Point of Impact is about, you know, bringing change to society and bringing change to humanity. You know, all people went to prison, black, white, Hispanic, no matter who you are. And it impacts all of us the same way. You understand? So, you know, we're focused on a big, but we know that the overall impact is greatly felt in those who are poor and of color, you know, people who are black and brown. We are affected the most by this modern day slavery debt peonage. Excuse me, my mind went blank on me for a minute, but this debt peonage form of enslavement that they are applying upon us. And once again, I just want to thank you all. I want to thank the sister for calling in. I want to thank Matthew for sending a text, sending condolences to the family. And I thank my sister. You know, Krista is, she's my sister, and she treats me, you know, like all the brothers. She treats us all like we are younger brothers. You would think she's, the way she has to handle us, you would think we're younger than her sometimes. But, you know, having a co-host and a partner in business and everything that she is really a blessing. So, you know, we want to thank everybody for joining us in this show tonight. We have 4 minutes left on the show. Do we have anyone else that called in, Jay Sean?
Not at this time.
Okay. And I want to remind you all to call in. Hit that one. Hit that button one and press that one and give us you know, what's going on, what's on your heart. You know what I'm saying? Talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And any advice you can give, share with us. Any resources you can provide us with, share with us. Because I know that people out there know that what's going on, and we don't know it all, and we don't have all the answers. So we definitely are crying out for help. And also, we're asking for donations. Please, whatever you can donate, your time, if you can donate your time to a function we're having, get in touch with us. You know what I'm saying? You can donate any type of monetary funds to $MUBDE. That's $MUBDE, MUBDEE 5, MUBDE. MUBDE 5, okay? And all donations, of course, will go to whatever Freedom Over Everything, the Community United Focus and Point of Impact is presenting to society. So support us. We need the financial support to do the things that we do. We also need energy. We need people who have the ability and the means and the desire to get out here and try to help. You know what I'm saying? We need volunteers. So if you have time and your time is all you can, you know, donate, listen, Sister Amber would tell you right now, she needs all the volunteers she can get. You understand? That sister pull up to the spot. She might well have an 18-wheeler, because she be toting, y'all. And I'm gonna tell you, you know, so you know, volunteers are definitely needed. So your time is important to us. And right now, we just want to let everybody know that we are here. Point of Impact, y'all. Tune in every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you know somebody, tell them about it. Tell them to come and check us out. We ain't playing. And, you know, we love our producer, Jay Sean, who is always behind the scenes, working the lines, keeping it going. Jay, you want to say something real quick, bro?
Another great show. You know, everybody stay safe and see you next week.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, you want to close us out tonight, sis?
Jay, I appreciate y'all.
Yes, I just want to. Yes, and my new name is Amber. I'm a little Amber now, so y'all just watch out.
Not little Amber, though. Well, we can be Ambers together, okay? Strong black women coming
okay.
together.
That's right.
So remember, y'all, take the peace, brother. Take this time to do something in your life that will benefit you in this life as well as the hereafter, and that will benefit your family and that will benefit your community. Point of impact, y'all. That's right. We're here with direct talk and direct issues to come up with direct solutions. See you all later. We love you. Good night.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Thank you, Reed.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.